What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, buckle up. This is Logan Cruz, your daily dose of Spartan Mindset Reality Check. Today we're diving headfirst into something that plagues almost everyone at some point, self-doubt. You know that sneaky little gremlin whispering in your ear, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or brave enough? Yeah, we're tackling that today. Because let's be real, life throws enough curveballs without our own minds holding us back. Now, I get it. It's easy to fall into that trap of self-criticism. We compare ourselves to others, replay past mistakes in our heads, and let fear take the wheel. But here's the thing. You are capable of incredible things. You have talents, strengths, and a fire inside you just waiting to be unleashed. So how do we silence that inner critic and build unshakable confidence? Let's break it down. First off, recognize those negative thoughts for what they are. Just thoughts. They aren't facts. Think of your mind like a cluttered garage filled with tools, some shiny and new, some rusty and forgotten. Self-doubt is that old, dusty toolbox gathering cobwebs. You don't need it cluttering up your space. Learn to identify those negative thought patterns and gently toss them out. Second, focus on your strengths. What are you naturally good at? What makes you unique? Celebrate those wins, big or small. Did you nail that presentation? Finish a challenging workout? Treat yourself. Acknowledging your achievements, even the seemingly insignificant ones, builds a foundation of self-belief. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about recognizing your worth and embracing your imperfections. Third, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut? It's time to shake things up. Take that cooking class, try a new sport, or start that project you've been putting off. Each small leap forward builds resilience and proves to yourself that you can handle anything life throws your way. Now, let's talk about surrounding yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with? It's true. Seek out people who inspire you, support your goals, and celebrate your successes. Avoid those negative Nellies who constantly drain your energy. Remember, your tribe matters. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend. We all stumble. We all make mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, view them as opportunities for improvement. Learn from your experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by people who seem confident and successful. You're feeling that familiar wave of self-doubt creeping in. That voice whispers, "You don't belong here." Or, what if they realize you're not as smart, talented, experienced? But then, remember all the things we just talked about. Recognize those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. Focus on your strengths, that one amazing story you have to share, and that genuine smile you've got hidden beneath that imposter syndrome cloak. Take a deep breath, walk up to someone new, and start a conversation. You've got this. Because remember, true confidence isn't about pretending to be someone you're not. It's about embracing your authentic self, owning your strengths, and learning from your experiences. So let's recap. Identify those negative thoughts. Celebrate your wins. Step outside your comfort zone. Surround yourself with positive people and practice self-compassion. Do these things consistently. And watch that self-doubt melt away like ice cream on a summer day. I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs a confidence boost. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And remember, every single day is a chance to train your mind, build unshakable confidence, and dominate life on your own terms. Until next time, keep pushing forward and living your Spartan mindset.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.